Makuchi reads Natsuki's Big Gruff, written by SGA.
Oh hey, you're here!
Natsuki shut the door behind her and strolled casually over to your desk.
How are you today, Having a good day? I never expected you to be the first one here. Where's everyone else?
Nobody else had arrived, and you told her as such.
Oh, weird.
Natsuki walked over to sit on the desk in front of you. She swung her legs back and forwards excitedly.
I was super excited to show everyone my poem today, too. I guess they'll be along in a bit anyway. It's not like them to be late. Did you want to continue our manga while we wait?
You nod sagely, and Natsuki hops back off the desk and begins to wander over to the cupboard at the back of the classroom, where she stores her collection. Then there was a bright flash from the window. It wasn't stormy outside, but all the same it had the same effect of a lightning flash as it illuminated everything outside the classroom with a bright white glow for a fraction of a second. Natsuki stumbled forward into a desk. You offer her your hand, and she takes it gratefully, before releasing and withdrawing it with a short huff.
Thank you. What on earth was that? I feel kind of weird.
You draw back the seat of the nearest desk and guide Natsuki to sit down.
I don't need it!
Her retort dries up in her mouth. You're now starting to be concerned. This wasn't like her.
I feel different? Like maybe I can...
Her face changes from a look of confusion to a look of concentration. She closes her eyes in a look of focus.
Yes, that's...
Natsuki lets a strange noise escape her mouth. And there was another sound too, but nothing seemed to have happened. She opened her eyes again, scouring you up and down.
Wow, did that really work?
She jumps to her feet and looks around.
It did! Oh wow, that's awesome!
Her earlier confusion seemed to have been entirely replaced by newfound glee, and you still weren't sure why.
Oh! Something incredible has happened! Here, watch me!
Again, Natsuki closed her eyes and focused.
Now if I just... Yes, just like that! Oh, yes! That feels amazing! So awesome! And again...
Natsuki was growing taller. It was easy to see now. Her head was slowly rising up towards your own. With each spurt, her body expanded larger in front of you. It seemed ridiculous, but you couldn't deny that it was happening. Then she opened her eyes again and was now delighted to see that they were now level with your chin.
This is incredible! I'm through with being the short girl in the club. I'm gonna show the rest of them how big I really am. If I just make myself a bit bigger, then none of the other girls will be able to tease me for looking like a grade schooler ever again.
As promised, Natsuki's face rose up in front of and then above yours as she moaned and expanded her way larger. A grin as her eyes passed yours was perhaps the happiest you'd seen her during your whole time in the literature club. It seemed she could now control the power with her eyes open, allowing her to watch firsthand the room shrink around as she grew bigger and bigger within it. When she was head and shoulders above you, she stopped growing again.
Wow! This is crazy! I'm actually taller than you now! Like, properly, truly taller, No tiptoes or anything.
Then a grin washed over her face as she realized something.
But why should I stop at being taller than you? With this power, I could do so much more. I could be so much bigger. There's no reason to stop yet.
So Natsuki didn't stop. She continued to push herself larger and larger in front of you, grinning all while as her face rose up and up towards the ceiling. She reached her hand upwards and watched as, with her next rope spurt, it made contact.
Wow. I can really touch the ceiling. So awesome. I couldn't even do that. Standing on a desk before and... now it's so easy. I don't... need to stand on my tiptoes anymore. In fact, I should probably sit down before I end up hitting the ceiling.
Natsuki sat down between the rows of desks, but didn't slow her growth at all. Her feet expanded down the aisle, and her head continued to rise up, passing her height again despite her sitting down. Her waist began pushing some of the desk beside her as it swelled out larger.
Getting so big. Yes. Bigger. Bigger. Keep getting bigger.
Natsuki's mind was too occupied with growing to be paying much attention anymore to you or the remainder of the classroom. You step away from her as she continues growing, knocking the desks even further away as her body continues to swell larger. Her head approaches the ceiling again, and she leans forward to negate this. But it won't help for long. As she continues to swell and take up more room inside the classroom, things get quickly out of hand. Distracted by the insane scene happening in front of you, you trip over a bag and fall to the floor with a clatter. Natsuki seemed stirred out of her growing reverie for a moment.
Did you trip? Are you okay? Come here. You little cutie.
Rather alarmingly, Natsuki reaches out for you. Her larger fingers wrap around your body and lift you up off the floor. She brings you back close to her, allowing you to see how large her face has become. You're sandwiched now in between her legs, growing beneath you, and her huge face grinning above you. You can even feel her hand growing larger around you with each spurt. The cute moans she let out with each spurt larger show on her face as a combination of joy and embarrassment. You can hear more dust clattering around you as she continues to swell, her face getting closer to yours as her head and shoulders are backed up against the roof. Her legs below you continue to slide along the floor, knocking yet more dust along with each surge larger.
Wow! It's getting pretty... tight in here. I think we're almost out.
The classroom around you began to creak as Natsuki's body forced her way larger inside of it. Before you were trapped inside her, you couldn't make a run for it, and just had to listen as the creaking grew and grew.
I think this is it. Here I go.
The wall and ceiling collapsed in a shower of debris and sparks. But Natsuki's huge body covered you from most of the debris.
Ow.
She made to sit up, done with lying flat in a yoga-like position, but her head quickly hit the ceiling of the classroom above, which hadn't been destroyed. And Natsuki fainted dead away, leaving you stuck in her lap. Her growth had destroyed the classroom wall to your right, so freedom was very close in hand, and after a few moments struggling, you managed to wiggle your way free. What you saw outside, though, was beyond your expectations.
Oh, hi there, little pal. What happened?
Facing you was your friend Sayori. But more accurately, facing you was your friend Sayori's niece? Craning your neck back and stepping back too, you could see her eager face leaning down at you from above. Hey, that's the end of the audiobook. Did you enjoy it? If you did, why not give it a 5-star rating on Gumroad? So others can enjoy it too. It really helped me out, and I'd appreciate it. Thanks so much! Have a great day!